Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the mid-50s. It's clouds for Saturday, a few showers late morning into the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s, mid-80s on Sunday under partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
48 in Washington at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 1 a.m. over Friday for you here on WTOP. Protesters at GW University set up an encampment in support of the people of Gaza. LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels, now this morning a Washington Commander, picked second overall in the NFL draft.
A strict curfew announced for one of the busiest parts of Prince George's and National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Police in Montgomery County say the data on drones as crime-fighting tools continues to be encouraging. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street down, Asian stocks higher. Good morning. It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The Supreme Court is considering former President Donald Trump's total immunity claim. Even if it's not granted, their deliberations may buy him time, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
They may not issue a ruling for two more months. All of this is time lost in the Donald Trump 2020 election conspiracy case down the street at the federal courthouse near Capitol Hill. And it seems not tenable to get this thing back on the calendar unless the Supreme Court were to rule swiftly and overwhelmingly that the case should go right to trial. And that doesn't seem clear.
New York's highest court has overturned the 2020 rape conviction of Harvey Weinstein. Criminal defense attorney Julie Rendleman explains why.
What they're finding was that all of the various acts that came in, the sexual acts, the misconduct that came in, that were outside of the actual crimes of which he was charged, that the judge went too far in allowing each of those pieces of evidence in.
A paramedic found guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Elijah McClain in Colorado will be sentenced Friday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is one of those tragic deaths that contributed to the Black Lives Matter movement back in 2020. A black man was stopped by the police and ended up dead at the hands of paramedics whose job it is to keep people alive. The drug they injected him with ultimately killed him.
He could face up to 3 years in prison. There were more protests at college campuses across the country over the Israel-Hamas war. Police made at least 22 arrests at Emory College in Atlanta. WSB reporter Jonathan O'Brien was there.
Police fire pepper balls to subdue and disperse dozens of protesters on campus. Professor Pamela Scully looking on.
I think it's outrageous that universities across America are calling police on students who are exercising their academic freedom to offer opinion.
Police taking the demonstrators and even several professors into custody.
The Pentagon says U.S. troops have started building a floating dock off the coast of Gaza to bring in supplies. Correspondent David Martin.
Relief supplies will be delivered to the dock by ship and then transferred by smaller vessels to a causeway where they will be trucked ashore into Gaza for distribution by aid organizations. U.S. officials say they expect the operation to begin in the first week of May, delivering 90 truckloads of supplies a day and building up to 150 a day.
Two astronauts have arrived at Florida's Space Coast to get ready for the first launch of humans on board Boeing Starliner on top of a rocket. Liftoff is scheduled for May 6th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Working on a nightmare. You're with WTOP and
Dean
Lane.
This
is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. If you're like me, you spent a lot of time at home over the winter, and I couldn't stop agonizing over the cracked, peeling paint on the ceilings. Enough. It's time for quality painting from Serta Pro Painters. You can trust them to get the job done right because they take pride in what they do. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live right here. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8s. And when it breaks.
WTOP at 104. And Friday morning, April 26, 2024. Partly cloudy overnight early morning. By daybreak Friday, Veronica says it'll be chilly, 40 to 48 for the low. We're at 48 right now in our nation's capital. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your early 1 a.m. hour Friday morning ride. Topping the stories we're following for you this morning, hundreds of students and faculty from schools across the region gathered on the campus of George Washington University on Thursday to protest against the war in Gaza. While university leadership said the encampment of people would need to be out by 7 p.m. last night, Thursday, protesters are said to still be out there this Friday morning. 7 News reporter Carl Willis says the crowd has thinned out, but the protesters who are still out there apparently don't plan to leave.
There are still protesters, still tents, that entire encampment still in place even after that 7 p.m. stop time that the university wanted to enforce and alerted the protesters they would be enforcing. But that 7 p.m. deadline came and went. They are still here. It started with about 50 students, we're told, on GW's campus and 20 tents, but it grew much larger than that.
The school says this morning it's working with D.C. police to determine how to best address the situation and ensure student compliance. Keep your dial on WTOP. We'll keep you updated on this developing story. On Friday morning, where the time now is 1:06. It's a new era for the Washington Commanders, and it's about to begin with the second overall pick in the draft this week. The Commanders selected LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels. WTOP's Rob Woodfork says what he has to say about the pick this morning.
He was the best player in college football last season, plain and simple. We talked a lot about it in the D.C. Sports Huddle. He's the most complete quarterback in this draft. A lot of draft experts have said that. You know, some would even take him ahead of Caleb Williams. So he's productive. He's got all the intangibles you want. So he's a worthy face of the franchise, in my opinion, for the Washington Commanders at a period in which they really need it.
D.C. native and USC quarterback Caleb Williams went number one overall to the Chicago Bears. WTOP at 107. An emergency declaration locally in Prince George's County means National Harbor will be off limits to kids who are not with an adult. WTOP's John Doman has more on the strict curfew now being put in place this weekend at the Nightlife Hub.
Kids 16 and under will have to be accompanied by an adult in National Harbor beginning at 5 p.m. this weekend under the order issued by County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
We're not only doing this to protect National Harbor's businesses, residents, visitors, and the general public, but we're also acting proactively, working to protect the county's children.
As many as 800 teens may have been involved in fighting, looting, and drug use there last weekend.
We both said, what in the heck is going on?
Pat Mitchell and her husband watched from their apartment building there.
The police department is not a babysitter, not a babysitting organization, and neither is National Harbor, a place where you can just drop your kids off unattended.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
They were made for policing, but don't operate a patrol car. Montgomery County's drones, as first responders continue to clock in to work quickly, as we hear from WTOP's Kate Ryan Friday morning.
Out of 541 calls for service between October and April 24th, Montgomery County's two drones as first responders have arrived before officers 382 times, and they have an average overall arrival time of just over 1 minute.
When someone calls 911, we can hear them talking to the 911 call taker, and that allows us to send the drone faster.
Montgomery County Police Captain Jason Coquinos, Director of Special Operations with the department.
The real-time information to the officers on the ground when they are responding has proven to be very valuable for decision making.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich has proposed adding more than $773,000 to expand the program in his budget plan. That budget is currently under consideration by the county council. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
And Friday morning, April 26th, welcome in, 108 on WTOP.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Ken Berger's with us this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you very much, Dean. Got a new accident reported over in Marlow Heights, St. Barnabas Road at Rowley Road. Watch out for responding units. That accident on the inner loop between Allentown Road and Branch Avenue is all gone. So not seeing any lanes closed and no major delays in the Prince George's County portion of the Beltway. However, up in Montgomery County, still have that road work up in Carter Rock. Two right lanes are blocked near River Road. You break free after River Road with some slight delays starting right around the American Legion Bridge. The delays are there, but they're not very solid. Also in Virginia, you've got road work in Newington, two right lanes blocked between the Fairfax County Parkway and Lorton Road with delays on southbound 95 because of the road work in Dale City. This is on southbound 95 between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road. Two right lanes are blocked and a very slow roll through the far left lanes. The delay is there, very brief, however, with a light volume. Northbound 95 at US 17 Warrenton Road. You've got the right lane blocked because of road work. Southbound 395, two left lanes closed on the way to the Little River Turnpike. 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Roslyn Tunnel. Right lane, right shoulder closed because of roadside maintenance. Then eastbound 66, you've got the sound barrier operations between or just after Spout Run Parkway. You find the right lane and the right shoulder blocked. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
This morning, we do have some partly cloudy skies and, yes, turning chilly. Temperatures dropping 40 to 48 degrees for your early Friday morning here, and then rising to about 62 to 65 degrees. Expect slightly higher temperatures reading for your afternoon and more sunshine today. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 48 degrees in Washington. Brought to you this 1 a.m. hour, Friday morning, April 26th, here on WTOP This Morning by Long Fence. Save 25% on long fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 110. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh with us this early morning.
Economic growth slowed to a nearly two-year low in the first quarter, sending the market sharply lower in Thursday session. The Dow finished today down 375 points. That was 1%. The National Association of Realtors says home prices will rise 1.8% this year and another 1.8% next. Chipotle is telling its workers not to put chicken on their staff meals because of a shortage in customer demand. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Overseas, Asian stocks remain higher across the board. This 1 a.m. hour check, the Nikkei this morning up by 446 points. The Kospi is up almost 30. The Hang Seng is up 342. The Shanghai is up 24. Good morning. Welcome in. We'll help you plan your weekend with stuff to do. That's next on WTOP. Grab that notepad. It's 112. Good morning.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the Better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done, but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the Better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the Better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
A Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us, it's partly cloudy this overnight early morning. Chilly by daybreak. Veronica says 40 to 48 will be the low. We're at 48 in Washington right now. Good morning. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're starting your day with us, where the time now on WTOP is 1:14.
This is WTOP News.
Weekend is indeed here, and we're always looking for new restaurants to try. So how'd you like to sample food from a bunch of new D.C. places all at once? You can actually do that June 1st at Mess Hall in Northeast. Tickets are on sale for an event called New Kitchens on the Block. This morning, WTOP's Dimitri Sotis talks about that and some ways to have fun this coming weekend with Anna Spiegel of Axios D.C.
So early bird tickets just went live for New Kitchens on the Block. It's June 1st at Mess Hall. It's one of my favorite food festivals of the year. They've been doing it for 10 sessions now. They highlight up-and-coming chefs and bartenders or, you know, really established chefs who are opening a new venture. And here you have 8 exciting new restaurant concepts, like a bakery from Moon Rabbit's Kevin Tian and Susan Bay. Lucky Bun chef Alex McCoy is opening a burrito shop, and so you can taste his burritos before he does that. And there's a new bar from Makedo chef owner Eric Bruner Yang, so you're going to have some fun cocktails and more.
Where can you get the Wagyu beef cheek sandwich?
Oh, yes. So that is from Silver and Sons. They have 2 barbecue trucks currently operating in Bethesda. They're opening a Bethesda restaurant sometime this year.
What if you want to try a couple new places this weekend? What do you recommend?
I'm excited about Sushi by Boo. It's a New York-based omakase restaurant. They just opened a very kind of like hip disco-themed omakase atop of the Citizen Emma Hotel at L'Enfant Plaza. And their whole idea is, you know, it's not cheap, but the idea is to make it not super expensive either. So you get a 12-course menu for $60 or a 17-course upgrade for $100 that includes 5 additional seasonal dishes.
And there's another place we ought to try.
Yeah, Le Grand Boucherie just opened near the White House. It's a 500-seat, so very grand, French restaurant in a 1920s bank building. And fitting for a 500-seat restaurant, they have a very big menu, everything from steaks and chopped plateaus to caviar and omelets. And they have a few big showstopper dishes, like a $600 whole suckling pig for 8 people that you have to order 2 days in advance.
That sounds incredible, Anna. You know, we talk a lot about Michelin stars that chefs and restaurants earn. How about hotels? It seems that many of our hotels in the city are earning a Michelin award.
Yeah, so Michelin just released its first ever awards for hotels in the U.S. This is something they've been doing globally for a long time. And 7 hotels in D.C. itself made the cut. Like stars, they rank them from 3 keys being the best. We don't have any 3 keys, to 1 key being excellent, to 2 keys, Rosewood in Georgetown and the Jefferson downtown D.C. And then some other great properties, including the Eaton downtown, the Pendry at the Wharf, the Riggs and Penn Quarter, DuPont Circle Hotel, and Hay Adams downtown all made the cut.
You know, we have these really cool hotels, but we also live here. So I guess there's always the opportunity for a romantic weekend or something to book a hotel room. What other ways can we approach them? We just stop in for a drink? Or how do you like to approach these great hotels that we have, even though we're locals?
You know, different hotels have different areas of entry. Like, you know, the Pendry at the Wharf, which is one of the 1 key hotels, has a gorgeous rooftop bar where you can see, you know, Potomac Channel. It's fantastic. Also, one of my personal favorite hacks, not necessarily all these hotels sign up for it, but if you have resort pass, you can go online and get a day pass to a hotel pool, sometimes a spa, sometimes even like a room for a day if you want to just kind of relax, work, things like that. And there's plenty of DC hotels on that as well.
Planning your weekend, Anna Spiegel of Axios DC talking with our Dimitri Soda. Look at the top stories we're following early Friday morning on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue to grow coast to coast, including locally here at GW University. The Washington Commanders take 2023 Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels from LSU with the 2nd overall pick. Meanwhile, D.C. native Caleb Williams, we hear, is heading to the Windy City, and the U.S. Supreme Court seems skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity, but the decision's timing is unclear. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
It is Friday morning, April 26th. Glad you're with us at 1:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Over to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. On southbound 95 in Dale City, two right lanes are blocked between Dale Boulevard and Dumfries Road. Traffic getting by to the left, but it is a slow pace getting past this work zone. That's the only delay we're seeing up and down the 95 corridor in Virginia. There is road work in Newington, blocks two right lanes between the Fairfax County Parkway and Lorton Road, but that's not causing any major difficulty. And once you clear Dale City, the ride south into the Fredericksburg area doing fine. No issues on northbound 95, even though there's road work over by U.S. 17, Warrenton Road in Falmouth. You find the right lane is blocked, but that's not causing any major delay. And then once you get up to the Springfield Interchange, the ride on 395 northbound is looking good all the way up to 14th Street. Just be aware, though, that on southbound 395, two left lanes closed on the way to the Little River Turnpike because of road work. And then South Washington Boulevard, Virginia 27, at the ramp to 395 southbound at Arlington Ridge Road, westbound left lane is shut down because of bridge work. Westbound 66 from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Roslyn Tunnel, right lane, right shoulder closed. Eastbound 66 after the Spout Run Parkway, right lane, right shoulder blocked, all because of roadside maintenance. Outside the Beltway, westbound 66 approaching Route 50 in Fair Oaks, the left lane is blocked. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
This morning, we do have some partly cloudy skies and, yes, turning chilly. Temperatures dropping 40 to 48 degrees for your early Friday morning here, and then rising to about 62 to 65 degrees. Expect slightly higher temperatures reading for your afternoon and more sunshine today. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And around the region right now, we're at 49 in Springfield, 48 Farragut Square, 45 Laurel, 48 in Holding. In our nation's capital. Brought to you this early morning on WTOP by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check him out. Lynn the Plumber. Heating and air. Coming right up this half hour.
Three people are dead after several overnight shootings in D.C. I'm Scott Gelman.
Plus,
just how rank is the corpse flower?
Sort of a weird, kind of off, like garbage smell.
I'm Jimmy Alexander.
When you ask people here what's the one thing that makes Diamonds Direct their favorite jeweler, for some, it's the unbeatable pricing we get through our direct importer. No middleman connections. The foundation of our business since day one. For others, it's the uncompromising quality. From hand-selected diamonds to handcrafted designer rings. Only the best of the best. Some people put selection at the top of their list, as Diamonds Direct offers up to 30 times the options you expect from a typical jewelry retailer. For some, it's our luxurious showroom with Diamond experts who genuinely care about your experience and happiness and who are empowered to do whatever it takes for you. Others rave about Diamonds Direct's unmatched warranties and guarantees that include free service for life and an extraordinary 110% diamond upgrade promise. But you know the most often answer we get when asking what makes Diamonds Direct stand out? It's not one thing. It's everything. Diamonds Direct. Value, luxury, choices, and confidence. Get directions, hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're with Dean Lane on WTO.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here, and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.
Friday morning, April 26th. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. Time now is 1:22.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Here at home, several shootings across D.C. left three people dead, two others injured Wednesday night midweek. WTOP Scott Gelman brings us up to date, telling us police are still searching this morning for suspects in the case and don't believe the shootings are connected.
Over a span of about 2 hours, Wednesday night into Thursday morning, D.C. Police Commander Kevin Kentish says there were three deadly shootings across the city.
There's just way too many guns out.
The first was in Southeast, and the others were in Deanwood and near Petworth. Police say they're putting more officers in some of those neighborhoods.
People have access to these guns, and when they get in these arguments, when they get in these, I guess like you said, disagreements that normally would not be handled in this manner, the first thing people are going to are guns.
Here at police headquarters, Kentish explains at least one of the shootings appears to be targeted. They're still investigating and looking for suspects in all three. Data shows that violent crime is down through the first part of the year, and Kentish says the department is working to crack down to avoid a surge similar to last summer's.
We got to get these guns off the street.
At D.C. Police Headquarters, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Now, the two people injured in one of the shootings are expected to survive. Another person has been arrested, we hear, for trying to bring a gun apparently on board an airplane in our area. TSA officers stopped a Florida man after he apparently tried to bring a loaded handgun through the security checkpoint at Reagan National on Tuesday. He previously had been caught with the same gun at Pensacola International Airport in 2019. TSA officers took the gun, then gave the man a criminal citation. It is the sixth gun intercepted at Reagan National just this month. It is illegal to bring guns through airport security, and the penalty for doing so can be as high as $15,000. It's back, and it still reeks, if you will. The pride and joy of the U.S. Botanic Garden is in peak bloom, and there are lines of people waiting to take a whiff of the corpse flower, including WTOP's own Jimmy Alexander.
And we are standing here with a 7-foot, 1-inch tall bloom of a corpse flower, Amorphophallus titanum.
Devin Dodson, the United States Botanic Gardens, was there when the corpse flower reached peak bloom.
Instead of like one dead mouse, think of like 20 to 25 all in a pile, and they're hot, and you're standing right on top of them.
The stench of the corpse flower is so rank, it's hard to compare it to just one thing.
It smells sort of like dead fish, sort of a weird kind of off, like garbage smell.
Now, Stephanie is a 16-year-old tourist, and she came up with the best way to make the experience more bearable.
I refuse to smell it. I'm breathing out of my mouth.
From the Botanic Garden, I'm Jimmy Alexander, WTOP News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter. Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
125 and Mr. Rob Woodfork on your Friday morning.
The top of the 2024 NFL draft had a lot of local flavor as Caleb Williams became the first D.C. area native to be selected first overall. His Gonzaga College High School teammate Olu Fashanu went 11th overall to the New York Jets, and his Penn State teammate and Quince Orchard grad Chop Robinson is taking his talents to Miami as the 21st overall pick. But the Commanders made Jaden Daniels the second overall pick and the sixth quarterback in the common draft era selected by Washington in the first round. How's it feel to be the face of the franchise in the nation's capital, Jaden?
I'm very confident. Obviously, it's a new regime there, and, you know, I'm excited just to come in and change the culture and, you know, help the team win in each and every way.